The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 26th day of April, 2017. And Charlie, what's the bone of contention here?
Well, I guess I don't really have a bone. I guess it was that I just call in. I don't really remember anybody, you know, saying we've got to kill all the Jews. I guess we just got to recognize who the enemy is, and that's the Chamber of Commerce. Well, they're the ones bringing in all the immigrants. They're the ones who control the cops that are beating everybody over the head.
Trust me, their marching orders are coming from way up higher than just your city council or whatever. All right, Charlie, I registered. I got what you said. Thank you for your call. Let me go to Steve in California. Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve. Well,
they throw out things like saying David Duke and racist and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, he had a history in the past, but he's quite different a man today than he was back when in his youth when he was part of the KKK. But, you know, this man still gets criticized and raked over the coals, but look at people like Robert Byrd, who was very active in the KKK at the time also as a young man, and nobody criticizes his past, but David Duke will take it to the grave, you know, what he had done in the past. And he's asked for forgiveness, and I think he is a changed man. I've listened to him several times. And he is always about equality for all people, and he does point a finger in the right direction when it comes down to Israel, no doubt about it. He doesn't believe in giving a free ride to anybody based on race issues or skin color. So Frank needs to do his homework, and I get a little irritated when I hear people spout off about David Duke, and he needs to listen to the guy now and what he's all about now. He's way off course on that comment.
Yeah, well, and you know, yesterday I mentioned nkusa.com or .org rather. My apologies, .org, nkusa.org, and these are Torah believing Jews, and they will tell you that about the Zionist. They understand who the Zionists are and what they are, and who created Israel, and what they will tell you unabashedly. That for any Jew, this, you know, God himself did this deal, the diaspora, you know, for all the nasty things that they were doing, he was angry. And the deal was made. When I send the Messiah, now evidently they don't cotton too close to Jesus. You know, the Christians believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah that God sent, but they don't believe that. But I find it rather strange that we have this Judeo-Christendom in this country when they don't recognize the Son of God. Or if you go to Israel and stand on a street corner and you want to preach out of the, say, the King James Version Bible, you won't be doing it for very long. These are not the things that are real. And people just want to listen to the media that the Zionists control. And they figure that they've got the straight poop, and anybody else that goes against that, well, you're just an anti-Semite. This is not about anti-Semitism. This is about rooting out the people that have come into immense power that are using it against everybody. And there are some people out there that just don't get that.
I agree. I totally agree. And I'm tired of calling out bad behavior and being called, you know, labeled some kind of racist or, you know, anti-Semite just because I call out bad behavior. And that's what I call out, as you do and many of the hosts on the RBN. We call out bad behavior. That's not being an anti-Semite if I call out the bad behavior of the Israeli government. It's not against the Jewish people. It's against the Israeli government and what they're doing,
yeah.
The bad behavior.
Well, and you go to Nutricarte and read, just folks to start reading what they've been writing. And they said, look, part of this deal was we were spread around the world. He said, when you are in that country, you obey their laws. You obey their laws. You don't do anything to harm that country, economically, politically, anything else. They are living, say, a borrowed life until their Messiah comes. And they will tell you that flat out, and they'll tell you that repeatedly. What I'm talking about is the people that have been parading around as Jews, but really are not. You know, I mean, Steve, let me ask you a question. Was it the Muslims that crafted the hate crime laws?
No.
Were they the start of communism or world banking or this wonderful little program of one world government?
Nope.
Do the Muslims run our government and our White House?
No, they do not.
Nah, geez, you know?
You know, it's funny, you know, John, they've been talking so much about the deep state, but nobody really wants to dig a little deeper to find out who is the deep state. Who are the power brokers?
You got it. You know,
I want to know who the power brokers are. We know people like George Soros would be part of that group, and he has backed off lately. I'm not sure why he has backed off.
Well, I'll tell you, I told you exactly why he's backed off. Because these assets, Steve, they sometimes are quick not to believe what they see in front of their own face. And they're slow to believe that they're part of a greater good and they've got something to accomplish. So, you know, this is just incidental. It's a little resistance and, yeah, we expected it. No, people, the entire world found out about Mr. Soros grinding up other Jews to make soap to wash himself with. That's what backed off Mr. Soros.
Yeah.
And in the real world, in the world that you and I live in, not the ones that these asshats have created, but the life that we want to live, George Soros has no part of that. And is this guy a felon? You damn betcha he is. Has he been arrested? No, he hasn't. Why? Because the good people have not come out and said that this asshat needs to be arrested. You know, I mean, look, if you or I, Steve, went out there with our bags of booty and were stirring up racial unrest and destroying property and causing the loss of life, do you think you would be overlooked?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Well, you know, it's subversion. And so Obama is also guilty of the same thing. It is subversion by the definition of the book.
Divide and conquer.
And nobody is pushing that issue of overthrowing the government. But you remember during McCarthyism, they worried that possibly 300 communists may be in the United States who would overthrow the government. They made a big deal of that, but then you get some billionaires, a billionaire who tries to overthrow the government. That's subversion, and not a thing has been done about it, and they should.
Well, even McCarthy, when it started out, he was on to, yeah, there were communists in Hollywood, most assuredly. But his number one assistant there, Mr. Cohen, led him down some deep dark paths, of which was used as ammunition to fire right back at him and destroy him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All right. Steve, thanks for your call.
You got it. Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Haas in Nebraska. Hello, Haas.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good.
Well, I've been listening to the show for about a year now, and, you know, I only see two problems in this country, and that's money and religion. You know, if we could just, everyone could just forget about religion and focus on the one thing that's most important, that's the Constitution or this country itself or your own individual state. But I think everyone gets so muddled up in the aspects of a 2,000-year-old book that's just a instructional book on how to live your life as a normal human being, and they get lost in that.
Well, but it's also used as divide and conquer. You know, I mean,
right.
it used to tickle me to watch people wearing bracelets, you know. What would Jesus do? You know, and right. I used to smile to myself because, you know, many religions claim to have God, but there's only one creator. So how is it so diverse, and why is it such a divisionary force when the creator of the universe has prescribed? What God are they saying? I'm a little confused.
Right. Or also, you know, like in my time in the service, I mean, I was surrounded by every religion, and so. I'm just desensitized to everything, and you know I don't you know care about those little things anymore. But I've been around black people. I mean, I came from Nebraska, where I've never seen a black person until I was 18 years old, and I went to Atlanta, Georgia. I knew they existed, but I just never saw one. You know, so mm-hmm. That was a huge cultural shock. But I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and what most people, when they think black, this is what they think. They think about the culturally deficient ones. They think about the gangbangers.
Right. They think about the gangbanger
exactly.
in Chicago.
Exactly. And right. that's the image that kept being portrayed through the media. And I'm here to tell you, I mean, I'm serious about this, Haas. I'm in Central Texas. I'm in Round Rock. I live in a neighborhood mm-hmm. that's mixed, black, white, Hispanic. We are all neighbors.
You know,
we all
a little melting pot going on.
We, you know what? They're enjoying a pretty good life, and they're not a bunch of racist. I don't have black people running up and down my street yelling "kill whitey," or I don't have the Mexicans in my neighborhood yelling "Rari conquista." You know, like none
and
of
I
that.
I wouldn't have any problem with Black Lives Matters if they would protest the black on black crime that they're committing on their own selves.
They can't afford to tell the truth, Haas. Because they're being driven.
I mean,
they're angry. They're upset. They've been told
right.
that they're entitled, but they have done and lifted not one finger to help themselves. And the unfortunate part about this, they think the government's the solution when the government has actually been the problem.
Right. But I would gladly support them, you know, if they were, you know, I mean, all the, you know, children and people that die in Chicago every day, you know, from gang violence and or, you know, just their own selves. I would support that if that was what their message is, but that's not their message.
Well, I'm still
blanket and
yeah, Haas. I'm still waiting for some black recognizable, you know, celebrity. I don't care who it is. I'm still waiting for blacks to come out and talk to blacks in this country and go, look, you guys have it all wrong. That's not happening.
Right.
You know,
I don't think that'll ever happen in today's
Haas, don't say never. Don't say never.
You know, maybe in a generation, maybe in 25 years.
I don't know. I do know this. It keeps heading this way. In another 25 years, you're going to be living in a country you don't recognize. Hell, I barely recognize it right now.
I mean, I'm only 25 or 26 years old, so I mean, I haven't, you know, seen enough. But I mean, I've seen most of the world. But
Haas, you know, in my world, you're still a baby. But you've had a few miles put on your odometer.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
All right. Well, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you, Haas. I appreciate your call.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Getting a lot of first-time callers here. This is a good thing. I enjoy that. Kenny in Pennsylvania. Hello, Kenny.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. This is from the past. Bobby Noel and Jeff Bennett, are they still around? I don't hear them on the radio no more.
Bennett and Noel, I think, are still around. What network are they on? What is it? Micro Effect? I think he's still over there.
Oh, really? I don't get that anymore. Okay. And one other question. Peter and Ace and the lawyer, the Jewish lawyer, the female, they had a thing about she won a case in Pennsylvania where he proved that the state owned the car and they owned the deer and they paid for her car. Is that a precedent in Pennsylvania, do you know?
Okay, back up. I'm hearing Pennsylvania. I knew that the co-host with Peter Neese, what was the Jewish lady's name? Mike?
A lawyer. She's a lawyer.
No, she wasn't a lawyer. I'll think of her name in a second, but at any rate, yeah, the story was true. If you're talking about
true.
The... What?
It was true then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she had an encounter with a deer, and she had the state
right.
pay for her wrecked car because that was actually the property of the state.
Really? Okay. One more question.
Yeah.
That number, when you sign your name without prejudice, what's that number afterwards? 138 or 108? You have to put dash 108 afterward? Is that what it is?
You know what? I would like to tell you exactly what it is, but it has slipped my mind, and I don't want to misinform you. Anybody else knows out there, they can call into the program and keep listening, and you'll hear it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it used to be...
Yeah,
used to be what, Mike? 501c3 something or other. I don't something something. At any rate, Ramsey in Canada. Ramsey.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
See, sir, I just want to make a comment regarding the first caller, Frank, and correct me if I'm wrong. You see, sir, I think what he was referring to that the white people are being damaged culturally and demographically, and that's a big problem. And we have the same thing in Canada too. So, and see, talking about that is not hate speech or hate and all that. Not like
Ramsey. Ramsey.
Those are the facts.
Ramsey never said it was.
I know, but people think that. Well, see, like when white people say that, people say, "Oh, that's racist" or whatever, but see, sir, I do agree with you that there are white people that go over the line when they talk about certain ethnic groups, and they shouldn't do that because when they do that, they're damaging their own position.
That is right.
Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Ramsey. Joyce Rosenwald. Why couldn't I think of her name? Joyce Rosenwald. Who do I got? Larry in Washington. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, John?
Yes, sir.
I'm not in agreement with that gentleman that called about hating all Jews. And
He never said that. He didn't say that he hated Jews, and he didn't say he hated blacks.
Okay, are you familiar with what happened to Rhodesia?
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with what is happening in South Africa?
Yes.
Then would you say that situation would happen here in America if by any chance the white race became the minority?
It depends what the driving force is that forced the divide in the first place. What you're mentioning here, especially South Africa, it was the communist that backed that.
It was in Rhodesia also.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
And the communists basically were who? Karl Marx, Engels.
Yeah, all those Muslim-sounding guys, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not, but if we go back a little further, say the 13th, 14th, 15th century into where they were finally stopped, the spread of Muslims in, I think it was Hungary, do you see that if the white race became one of the sub-races, do you think it would happen here?
Yeah, I think that's the design. Absolutely. You know, and let me illustrate something here, Larry, that wherever you come from, you know, you sound to me like you're a white guy. I'm a white guy. My parents came from Italy. They were pure-blood Italian. They came from the island of Sicily. That the other Europeans looked down their nose and called them Italian niggers. You know, rather strange. Skip that break, please. But here's the point. The point is that people come to this country to assimilate into this culture and society, no matter what their color is. And you would not have that split and division like you said that would happen in Rhodesia or South Africa without outside forces. There would be an equilibrium in this country. let me put it to you this way. There are many people, many white families, white couples, that don't want to have any children because they don't feel that they could be responsible the way parents should be. So our birth rate has gone down, which is a very bad thing.
And is that due to what they perceive is happening here in the United States?
I would say yes. That's the number one reason. They're not sure that they can have children and raise them, be first responsible the way parents should be with their children, and then cutting them loose in this world today. I've heard it once, Larry, I've heard it 1,000 times.
I do believe that if white race becomes a minority, woe betide unto the white race.
Well, they're going to use one race against another. They're going to use one religion against another. They will use whatever they can to incite, to conflict, to destroy, to divide. And what I'm suggesting...
Do you believe in the...
What is that? You only got 10 questions. I think you're on number 8. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you believe that Albert Pike and Giuseppe Mazzini had communications about a third world war?
I don't know if they had communications about it, but they sure did predict it.
And between the religions?
They sure did predict it, didn't they?
Okay. That's all, John. Thanks very much.
Okay, did I pass my test, Larry?
I'll give you a C.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay, bud.
Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hey, John. First of all, I want to thank you for yelling at Frank from North Carolina. That man calls in every radio show on Rents and your channel. He's nothing but a blowhard. You know, he's like, if I was in the Revolutionary War, I'd been George Washington. If I had been in the Vietnam War, I'd have been Martin Sheen in platoon. He drives me absolutely nuts. He's such a blowhard. The other night he called in the Kerwin show, and then Kerwin had a really good guy on there named Jeremy. And that Frank took up almost the whole show. I kept thinking to myself, come on, Kerwin, cut him off, please, please, please. He's just that kind of guy, you know?
Well, let's not make this the battleground, and we'll let this man to his own devices.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, did you get a chance to go over that Parker Pathways, Dr. Parker, what he said on the second hour?
No, Laura, believe it or not, I've been busy.
Well, I do believe it, John. I just saw it.
And Mike, hold on a second. Mike, was that the show that the second hour of his program was nothing but was it the second or third hour? But anyhow, it was misposted. And do we have the correct hour up there now?
I think we had it because my husband brought up the archives for the second hour.
Okay, Laura, hold on, I'm doing quizzing here. Okay, Michael, has that been corrected? Okay, Laura, that has been corrected.
Okay.
Okay.
I just think, you play a lot of clips from other people talking, but you got a lot of good people on your network that should be quoted, and play clips of. But you've got a lot of good people.
Well, and if I had the time to do that, Laura, I would probably do it. Why don't you avail yourself of making up some clips and sending them over to me? Because I got enough work right now to do.
I believe you.
It's the truth.
I just wanted to check and see if you had done it, So, I think Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared, they are the new Bill and Hillary Clinton in the White House. They are not there for the America. She's not there for women's rights or whatever she talks about. They're there to make a profit for themselves. And you'll see that from the clip from Dr. Parker.
Well, I trust my instincts and I trust my gut. For people that I can't have a conversation with, I watch them. I watch their eyes, I watch their eye movement, I watch their body language. I don't like this woman, just from what I have seen. I she's one stone cold biddy. I don't like her.
You know, we're in a worst case scenario right now in our government. Who's running our government? The military and the bankers. This is what we never wanted happen. It's happened now, and we are in big trouble.
Yes, we are.
So I'll let you go before I turn into Frank.
Thank you, Laura. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Like you, John, I've had experience with Muslim, or more specifically Arab people in the past. And it was kind of interesting, the change in the quality that's occurred in the last generation or decade or so. My wife, by the way, is an immigrant out of South America, a legal one. And what's really interesting in my observation is that the Muslim people, the Arab people that I've had to work with in the industry that came here, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago are quite a different lot than those that are coming over now. Those that came over, you know, and two decades ago generally came because of ambition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had to go through the processes to get get their visa, to get get their passport, and then to get an opportunity if they wanted to come to America for work or for education. They had to go through all the vetting and all through the process of immigration. But now we've bombed the crap out of these people. And now there's a whole different quality of people that are coming over. And I think we've been set up for that by our elitists. And by the way, I have to tell you that I have Jewish blood in my family, and I have interaction with the Jewish families in Israel. They feel like they're as much fodder for the elitists as are the Palestinians.
Well, then they need to make some changes in Israel, don't they? They need to get out from under these Zionists over there.
Yeah, and that is their challenge. They feel basically helpless because they are next to impoverished like most of us are. So they feel powerless. That's why there is such a high rate of alcoholism, drug abuse, or drug use in Israel.
Gee, you never hear that on the American news, now do you?
No, but I've had to work with them. You know, they have the same problems as we have in their societies with child abuse and with child trafficking. And it's unbelievable and unheard of. And that's what's really interesting.
Well, Tom, I would suggest this. You know, I said this before, I want to see all people free. If people in their own country are recognizing they're going down the wrong path, and it's up to them to do something about it. Even though that we're somewhat interconnected, but not really, we need to take care of the problem here. If you've got a strong fortress, nobody's going to get through it, are they? Got a break, Tom.
Yeah,
thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back. Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, good evening, John.
Hi.
I appreciate your show. I think the other day when you had Gerald Celente on there, that was an exceptional show. Any chance that we could get Mr. Celente on Republic Radio?
No, this man has his own organization, and quite frankly, he does not have the time. As a matter of fact, when I move my time slot from 6 to 8 Central Time, it's a real stretch for him to do that, only if it's just once a month for an hour. It's a real stretch because when I do the show, it's already 7 p.m. his time, and he's already been up 12 hours. So
right.
The man's got a pretty full plate, and I'm lucky to steal an hour or a month from him.
Well, I was going to suggest the time slot after your show, because what we've got there is Mr. Kelso swimming in a lot of Kool-Aid.
Well, Bill, Mr. Kelso and I have spoken about this, and I've made my sentiments on this issue. I've made it known to Mr. Kelso. Everybody thought that Mr. Trump was going to be the end-all, be-all of political saviors in this country, and it's turning out that it's not quite that way. So that decision will be made in the future between Mr. Kelso and myself.
Yeah,
and I thank you.
Ivanka, you know, there she was sitting there like some kind of international celebrity,
mm-hmm.
with Christine Lagarde on one side and Angela Merkel on the other.
Right.
You know, and I'm thinking, what are we doing here?
Well,
she... the head of the World Bank, she made the statement today or just recently that, you know, we've got to accept some refugees.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now Donald is backing off of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had his two Goldman Sachs guys out there in front today pitching a tax plan that I'm sure that when the dust settles, Wall Street will benefit, Main Street will not.
Well, and, you know, and Bill, and thanks for bringing it up, because it's one of the things that I wanted to address today, there are a lot of people that are for the tax cuts, but their argument is that this is going to leave gaping holes in our budgets in the future. And what's missing in this narrative is simply this. Yes, you can cut taxes. You can take 35% for corporations and companies and take that down to 15%. You can leave a little bit there on the plate for the middle class because we're being taxed out of our socks. But what they never talk about, and this is doable and it could remain permanent, but the government has to make cuts, which they are not doing. Trump comes out with the EPA. Everybody says, yippee. Well, where are the other cuts? Where is the VA being turned upside down? And these asshat people that work for the VA, why are they not out of jobs? Why is not the VA that are treating our soldiers, or that's what they're supposed to be there for, treating our soldiers? That tells you what this government thinks about the people that literally put their lives on the line to supposedly go fight for freedom in a foreign land. Wars which we should not be a part of. That tells you what they think about them. We've got a lot of problems here, Bill. A lot of them.
Well, I'm in agreement, and so much so that when I bring up a point rationally on the Trump phenomenon, I'm no longer... allowed to discuss anything. They simply don't take my calls anymore.
Well, I do not control, I will say this again, Bill, to you and everybody
right.
else, I do not control what people say on their own programs. If the Trump phenomenon has any validity moving into the future, it will stay. If it doesn't, it will not. Bill, I thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you for your efforts, Jeff.
You're welcome, sir. Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's doing okay tonight. Getting back to the subject of the Illuminati, I saw a video this weekend that people may be interested in because it goes into an in-depth history going back to Adam Weishaupt in the late 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was recorded 50 years ago in 1967. And this man was spot on. It could have been almost recorded today. And
Do you remember anything about it? Can you give me anything?
Yeah, it's called Secrets of the Illuminati.
Okay.
The guy's name is Myron
Fagan.
Fagan. F-A-G-A-N.
Mark.
And,
Mark.
Yes.
I need to tell this little short story. And this is ironic that you should bring this up because this is bringing up all sorts of other things. When I was down in Florida with my wife, this was several years ago, Jack Otto used to be on this network. Jack Otto wrote a damn good book. Jack was my mentor. When I was down in Florida... And let me backtrack here for the important part of the story. I was over at a friend's house, and they had some puppies. And they said, oh, why don't you take one of these cute little puppies? And I'm resisting this. I show back up at the guy's house a week later. Jack is there. And I'm looking at this dog, and I'm trying to decide, do I really need a dog? He looked at me and said, you know what? He'd be a good companion. That looks like a good dog. Why don't you take him? When I was down in Florida several years ago, on the very same day that Jack Otto died, that dog died. And I say that because there was this connection there. And I hadn't thought about this in a while. When Jack died, I was still down in Florida, and I subbed for his show. I mean, he literally died an hour after he did his last broadcast. And I could not keep a straight face. I could barely do that show. And that was kind of a crappy memorial from a guy that's supposed to be owner of a network and doing a show and lauding this guy, but I couldn't stop crying. There have been so few people that I have met in my life that just their drive, just their energy. As I said, he was my mentor. Oh, and by the way, I had a car, a Camaro, somebody had stolen, and the only reason I didn't drive it off to a parts store or a parts yard is because they blew the rear end out. And I'm laying underneath this car with one of Jack's friends that, well, he turned me on to Jack Otto. Jack Otto came over and mentored me and said, look, here's the deal the way I see it. One of the first things that I heard was Myron Fagan's Illuminati. That was one of the first things that I had heard. Did I put you to sleep, Mark?
No, that's kind of touched my heart, man. I know you have a good heart, so and I think everybody does. So
sometimes it's just harder to dig and get that heart back because a lot of hearts out there are being jaded.
Truth, and you know I hate to even add anything to what you said because that's really doesn't get any better.
Well, Mark, I appreciate I don't hear from you very often, but I appreciate you calling and I thank you.
Hey, God bless you, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call. Susie in Arkansas. Well, but you know what? I'm enjoying this because I'm getting a lot of calls from people that never call into this network. What's on your mind, Susie?
Well, the reason I called is nothing like what you were just talking about, and it pales in what you were just saying, because when I first found your network, I came on Chris Hinckley's program the very first time, and he played an audio of Jack Otto, and it made a tremendous impression upon me. And, in fact, I think it took up most of the whole program. And I'm like you. I was just enamored with the guy. Now, what's the name of his book? I'd love to read his book.
You caught me off guard. I will give you that at the next break. I'll have to pull it off the shelf. But it was a book that I kept pushing him. He wanted to write it for 20 years. And I said, Jack, you've got to do this. And I stayed on him. And he did the book. By the way, Chris Hinckley, you know, a lot of people do not listen to Chris's show because he doesn't have, say, the delivery I do or, you know, Michael Herzog or somebody like that. But Chris Hinckley is a solid host, as solid as anybody on this network.
Oh, I agree, and he's very philosophical.
He is a good man. He is a very good man, and I'm proud as punch to have him on this network.
Yes, yes.
Anything else, Suze?
The other book you were talking about by, what was Fagan's first name?
Myron Fagan.
Myron Fagan. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that is a book also.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in book form. I just know of the video.
Oh. Okay, because I'm not online. What years... Where were you in Florida, and what year?
That was where the wife's parents were. I wasn't in Florida. I simply went down to Florida.
Oh, you were visiting.
Yeah, I never lived in Florida, and I never want to live in Florida.
Okay, but was Jack down there?
No, Jack was outside of Detroit. Well, actually, Detroit, right on the outskirts of Detroit, but it was still Detroit City proper.
Okay, because yeah. I was raised not far from Detroit.
Where?
And the other thing I was going to say, when you were talking about the Muslims and how they loved living here, you got to realize also...
I didn't say Muslims. I did not say Muslims, ma'am. I said Arabs.
Oh, okay. But nonetheless, the same thing stands. When they came here, they could get very low interest loans to buy businesses.
Absolutely.
And that's why all the...
party stores.
Yes, and
I know.
Hotels and everything are in their hands.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to a lady in North Carolina that owned a motel, and she said they can get an almost negligible interest when she would have to pay anywhere between 7 and 12.
Yes, and we reported on that story, gosh, years ago, Susie, years ago. But yes, you are right.
But no wonder they loved living here. Why, of course.
Well, I'll ask the next party store owner why he loves his country so much, and I'm sure I'm going to get the same answer. Hey, it's good business. I got freedom. I got liberty. What's to complain about? All right,
yeah,
Susie, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Oh, one other thing, please. I like Laura, and she always has a lot of good things to say. She's very sharp. I don't want to hear her pick on people.
Thank you, Susie. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I don't like the idea of callers talking about other callers. I mean, I'm the host. They say what they say. I say what I say. And, it becomes a little bit unfair because, you know, things are said and the other person's there not to address it. Kind of a point counterpoint. But this is not the forum to pit one listener against another listener. Okay? But I understand your sentiments. Well, Mr. Trump, let me take Gary in Michigan here. Oh, by the way, Jack Otto wrote the book World War III, Coming Soon to a Neighborhood Near You. Yeah. And we do have, copies of that? But we have the disc that we can print those out. I don't know what the printing cost on them are anymore. I'll have to ask the secretary. But this is a book that should be read by everybody. And it's Jack Otto looking into the Jewish question for some 30 years. And I swear, folks, I kept prompting him to do the book. It wasn't too long after he did that book that Jack passed. Gary in Michigan. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, and just coincidentally, I have the first copy, believe it or not, out of Justice Pro Se.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. I could send you an email on it or something.
Is this one of the speaking engagements down at the Livonia Library by any chance?
Exactly. It was the debut of that book. That book came out, and Jack was a friend of mine too. And I told Jack I wanted the first one when it come out, and he let me proofread it, and I said, man, I want to get one as soon as it comes out, and he said, I'm going to sign it for you. I ended up getting one, but I was going to tell you, John, in Hamtramck here, we sit around here and no one runs down the street yelling, who stole the Kishka?
You know, I mean, Gary, I think some people, Gary, are still not really fully understanding what I am saying. You know, they're.
I think you're right, John. I think sometimes you come across as too cerebrally complex for them in some junctions.
Well, I know. I try to keep. Look, I'm not a complicated guy. I'm a pretty simple and straightforward guy. And you've heard me, Gary. You've heard me say this several times recently. You know, are you people just listening? Are you actually hearing what I am saying? You know, don't turn the show on for a little background noise while you cook dinner or you wash the dog. You know, I mean...
Right, but you know how people can take something simple and make it so difficult, like the Constitution.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, here's what I want to know. If any white organization, the Klan, or any of these groups did anything, even yourself, you're on their hate list or whatever, but this Black Lives Matters, Antifa, and all these outfits, and Soros. I mean, how come none of these missiles Trump's fire and never find Soros' house?
Well, and, you know, when Trump decides that he says it's okay if Jeff Sessions, and I guess this is the real deal and he's serious, that Julian Assange, if he wants to prefer charges, he's got no problem with it. You know, that tells me that Donald Trump is on the wrong playing field. This is America. He's playing baseball in Cuba.
Exactly. Yeah, and that tells me Jeff Sessions is not a man of his own well-being.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to ask Jeff directly about that. Being an attorney general, you don't get there. You don't get the nomination. You don't get that position unless you've got something on the ball. And I never thought of Jeff Sessions being a particularly evil guy, but you know the forces that are being applied, so who knows?
Yeah, but you know, when a guy like Jeff Sessions can't stand up for himself to be what he should be and people count on him to be, you know, where does that leave us when a guy like Sessions, when you're in these power positions and you don't stand up, what are you doing there?
Well, here's my problem, Gary. Jeff Sessions, his boss is Donald Trump. My problem is with Donald Trump. And no matter who he appoints, no matter who he brings in, no matter what that man does, it's his doing. I hold the man responsible. I hold him responsible.
I as well. And he started out right away. He should have fired everybody, totally clean house, day one. He didn't. He wanted to play with the alligators, and now they're devouring him.
Well, you're really going to get a kick out of this, Gary. Next story is from the Hill. Thank you for your call, and thank you for the reference to Jack.
Don't forget to donate to RBN. Hey, and maybe you can get Jack's old shows on.
You know what? I don't, Mike, do we even have those? They're in a server.
We used to have them all.
I'm sorry?
You used to have them all. You had them all on there.
Yeah, I know, but Gary, listen to me. We had some problems, and I've got a server that we cannot get into, and a lot of the old archives are in there.
I remember Powers kind of took care of the situation and screwed everything up for us.
Yeah, well, let's leave it on a pleasant note. Thank you, Gary.
And everybody donate to RBN so we can keep this ship upright.
I'm telling you, full steam ahead and damn the torpedoes.
There you go.
Thanks, Gary. From the Hill, President Trump vows to stamp out anti-Semitism. I don't write it, I just read it. President Trump vowed to stamp out anti-Semitism Tuesday in remarks at Capitol commemorating the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum National Days of Remembrance. This is my pledge to you. I'm quoting him. We will confront anti-Semitism. We will stamp out prejudice. We will condemn hatred. We will bear witness, and we will act. As President of the United States, we'll always stand with the Jewish people, and I always will always stand with our great friend and partner, the State of Israel. It's never defined why they're such a great partner. Why are they such a good friend? I'm so beklubbed. The president's annual address is a staple of the museum's programming around Yom HaShoah, whatever that is, Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel. But the event took on an added meaning this year with Trump's presentation. Trump has faced criticism in his presidency for not doing enough to stamp out anti-Semitism. Jeez. Am I actually reading this? Geez, Don. Like I said, you got so many Jews in your cabinet, you got more Jews in your cabinet than they got in Israel. I wonder why you're being asked. You're not doing enough to stamp out anti-Semitism and the attacks in America. What attacks are we talking about? The ones that are staged? Those attacks? Really? I have not ever met anybody in my life that said to me, you know, I think it's a good idea to go to a Jewish cemetery and smash headstones. I'm just saying. Trump has faced criticism in his presidency for not doing enough to stamp out, which appeared to rise earlier this year amid headline-grabbing attacks on Jewish cemeteries. There it is. The administration has also been criticized for a lack of sensitivity on the Holocaust and anti-Semitism. Most recently, White House spokesman Sean Spicer apologized after comparing Adolf Hitler to Syrian President Bashar Assad and referencing to concentration camps as Holocaust centers. The only thing I have to do is look at the Palestinians, and they're in the greatest open-air concentration camp on the face of this planet. Yeah, our good friends over there. Yeah, Greater Israel. How much territory you want to take over there? And we're not talking about Jews here, Mr. Trump. We're talking about the Ashkenazi asshats. The ones that aren't Jews that keep pretending that they are. That's why I'm saying the Jews have to clean their own house. Get rid of these Zionist asshats. Get rid of them. How are you faring over there in Israel? You're doing pretty good. I'm starting to hear that things aren't so swell over there. Why is that? We're having the same problems here. Could it be that there's a coincidental parallel? No, couldn't be. Could there? Yeah. The president's daughter, Ivanka, converted to Judaism when she married Jared Kushner, who is now Trump's senior advisor in the White House. How well we know. Trump took a forceful tone at times on Monday and focused some of his remarks on Israel. Speaking to a packed audience, Trump celebrated Israel as an eternal monument to the undying strength of the Jewish people. Recognized World War II veterans in his audience who liberated survivors and gave a long tribute to Eli Wiesel, a prominent Holocaust survivor and author who became the face of the memorial effort. You tell of these living nightmares, Trump said to survivors in the audience, because despite your great pain, you believe in Eli's famous plea that for the dead and the living, we must bear witness. This is why we are here today, to remember and bear witness to make sure that humanity never ever forgets the Nazi massacre. You know, it's kind of funny, folks, that we never talk about communist Russia that was founded by Jews that killed 50 million plus. We keep hearing about the 6 million, which, by the way, it's not even a real number. There weren't even 6 million Jews in all of Europe. So how the hell did Hitler round them all up? Did he bring them into Germany to gas them? I'm not even going to get into it. Trump promised to stand behind the Jewish people and keep the memory of the Holocaust alive despite oppositions from those who try to stamp it out in the history books. Even today, there are those who want to forget the past. Worse still, there are even those filled with such hate, total hate, that they want to erase the Holocaust from history. Those who deny the Holocaust are the accomplice to this horrible evil and will never be silent. We just won't, in the face of evil again. And he warned that anti-Semitism is still present in the world, noting incidents on college campuses and recent threats against Jewish citizens, as well as terror attacks and those who threaten Israel with total and complete discredit. And who's he talking about here? Who's he talking about threatening Israel with total destruction? Is he talking about Mr. Ahmadinejad that said, didn't say he wanted to destroy the state of Israel, he said that he wanted to wipe out Zionism. Let's get it right, Donald. Let's get it right. Still have a minute here, don't you? And why are you drowning me out with the music? First, I didn't hear it at all. Now you're killing me with it. Killing me softly with your song. All right, folks. I appreciate you being here today, and I appreciate all the callers out there that have not called in, or at least I've not heard of you before. I thank you for joining in the discussion. Please remember what I am saying here. Please, folks, listen to me. Just don't hear me. Thank you for being here. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.